Roger Sterling with Toronto's own CJOK 99.9 on this muggy August day. A real scorcher. Stay tuned for an interview with Silas Royal, lead singer with Shadows. And this just in from our CJOK local news service. Firefighters were called to a blaze on Harbinger Street in Toronto this morning. The fire threatened an entire city block of three-story brick row houses. Dead is Hazel Witchwood, 71 years old. She is survived by her 10-year-old grandson, William. Inspector Jack Feinstein reported,
"It's arson. We don't yet know the why or the who."
Blue Sky Bakery, the White Lotus Chinese restaurant, and Imperial Boots all suffered extensive smoke damage. Purcell and Bertram's antiquarian bookseller's shop was spared. We'll have more details for you on CJOK's 12 o'clock newscast. Who said books can't be killed by fire? Liber longus, vita brevis. Life is short, but books never die. Any of our listeners know where that quote comes from? Give us a shout at CJOK99.9. Caller number 9 wins tickets to Friday's Shadows concert. Chapter 1. The Night Before. Vivere est pingere. To live is to doodle. The candle spluttered in the half-dark, and Sophie's shadow wavered against the bedroom wall. Sitting at her desk, she stared down at a page filled with row after row of letters scrawled in green ink. By the flickering candlelight, her eyeglass frames turned from bright orange to murky green. She turned the page over, picked up her pen, dipped it in the bottle of green ink on the desk, and then drew a large letter S, decorated with winged cats and bees with long stingers. Curled up on Sophie's bed was a white cat with a black diamond face and striped tail. Every time the pen scratched against the paper, its whiskers twitched and its golden eyes blinked. The pen scratched once more, and the ink blotted. Sophie grimaced, scrunched up the paper, and threw it onto the floor. The cat pounced on the ball of paper and batted it about for a moment, then jumped up onto Sophie's lap.
"Oh, Cadmus, you almost made me spill the ink!"
Sophie scratched the cat's ears affectionately for a moment, then pulled out another sheet of paper and dipped the pen in the bottle again. This time, she scrawled the word William, adding porcupine prickles and cat claws to the W, and a thick, bare rat's tail to the M. Staccato footsteps mounted the stairs. Aunt Rue's footsteps.
"Sophie, you're not still drawing, are you?"
asked Aunt Rue in an exasperated tone.
"It's long past your bedtime. You know we've got a big day tomorrow with your cousin William coming."
"No, I mean, yes, Aunt Rue," Sophie called.
She pushed the cat off her lap.
"I'm in bed, snoring."
The cat settled back at the foot of the bed and began to wash its whiskers. Sophie closed the lid of the bottle and wiped the pen clean. With a last look at the needle-like prickles she had drawn, she smiled. Then she blew out the candle, jumped into bed, and pulled up her rumpled covers.